day, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Despite the fact that most of America is acting as if COVID was a thing of the past, it is surging. And the Centers for Disease Control now says the Delta variant makes up more than half of U.S. coronavirus cases.
Right now, as I speak to you, millions of Americans are still unvaccinated and unprotected. And because of that, their communities are at risk, their friends are at risk, the people that they care about are at risk. This is an even bigger concern because of the Delta variant. In today's briefing, we discussed how the Delta variant is already responsible for half of all cases in many parts of this country. It's more easily transmissible, potentially more dangerous. But the good news is that our vaccinations are highly effective. Fully vaccinated Americans have a high degree of protection, including against this Delta variant. Study after study after study has shown that since early May, virtually every COVID-19 hospitalization and death in the United States has been among the unvaccinated.
And go figure, areas experiencing spikes also have low vaccination rates. While health experts maintain that vaccines available now offer good protection from newer variants, an analysis by the Israeli government says that the Pfizer vaccine appears to be less effective against the Delta variant than it is against other strains. Other scientists and medical authorities say it's too soon to draw conclusions from that study. Search and rescue efforts at the site of the Surfside, Florida condo collapse continue as Tropical Storm Elsa gave them a slight break by moving up Florida's west coast. The storm still brought winds and rain to the site, though an additional major crisis was averted. Crews recovered four more bodies on Tuesday, bringing the confirmed death total to 36. An additional 109 people are still unaccounted for. Officials are holding out hope of finding someone alive in the rubble, but Wednesday marks 14 days since the collapse, so the odds of hearing more good news grow slimmer each day. But now back to the storm. As of early Wednesday morning, Elsa, now back to hurricane strength, had not yet made landfall, though that should happen soon enough, as she's predicted to hit just north of Tampa within hours. More than 4 million Americans are still under hurricane warnings. Tropical storm watches and warnings have also been issued in Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. So they finished counting, and the New York City mayoral race results are in. Retired police captain and Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams will be the Democratic nominee in the race to lead the city. He'll face off against the Republican nominee in November, the Guardian Angels founder and former leader, Curtis Sliwa, certainly considered a long shot. Now, if Adams wins, he'll become the second black mayor in New York City history. Down the road in D.C., House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is reportedly finalizing his list of five House Republicans that he will appoint to the select committee charged with investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Those names, not out yet, but should be very soon. Breaking news overnight, the president of Haiti, President Moisi, was assassinated after a group of unidentified people attacked his private residence. Haiti's first lady is in the hospital, as she was injured in the shooting as well. The killing late Tuesday comes amid deepening political and economic instability and a spike in gang violence. And it's official. Runner Sha'Carri Richardson will not be competing at all in the upcoming Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. She was excluded from the U.S. relay, meaning she won't be able to compete at all. Here's what happened. After she took first place in the 100-meter event during Olympic trials, Richardson tested positive for cannabis. That led to a 30-day suspension. Now, obviously, she knew the rules. So what happened? Well, Richardson revealed in an interview following the suspension that she had used marijuana in a moment of, quote, emotional panic, after learning during an interview from the reporter questioning her that her biological mother had died. On the Today Show, she said, quote, not making an excuse or looking for any empathy, but being in that position of my life and finding out something like that, that definitely was a heavy topic. Despite many big names in sports jumping to her defense, U.S. track officials opted not to include her on their roster for track and field events, even though they could have chosen her for that 4x100-meter relay race, which is scheduled to take place after her suspension is lifted. Just ridiculous. And 75 years. That's a long time. That's how many years former President Jimmy Carter and former First Lady Rosalynn Carter have been married. They celebrate their 75th wedding anniversary on Wednesday. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is completely listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.